Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Look, I know you guys don't want to hear this because
I don't want to hear about it.
I know you don't.
I don't want to hear about it.
But ultimately, it's about winning. I know you don't want to hear this about what I'm about to say. Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Zuka, guys, in Smyrna today, hanging out on the patio. Appreciate everybody coming through. We already got a bunch of folks here hanging out with us. Yesterday's interview with Raw, whether you heard it in his voice or not, was probably the most concerned, I would tell you, he's been. And when I say that, it wasn't like he was shaking in his boots. He knows what he's up against. Mm-hmm. But I also think, Mike, that what we got yesterday, and some of you, you know, again, you're never going to be pleased with the answers, and I hear you. But I'm just telling you, looking at him face-to-face and right, sitting there with him, he knows the task at hand, and I think he, Mike, that this worrying and this weight on him is real. And not that that matters to many folks, because, again, many of you blame him and solely him on the reason why we've lost these games, and I understand that and I get it. I also think guys haven't done their jobs, you know.
Right.
But with that said, we're about to play some of this for you with what Raw said to us yesterday. And for the first time, even 2 weeks ago, Mike was in Europe, right? And we were joking around and having fun with him, and he's still jovial in that way.
Right.
But yesterday, when it was time to get to business, man, you could see him just kind of, you know, hey, I am doing everything I blanking can to make this work. I don't know if it's going to. I'm just relating to you what I saw in his face. Ultimately, Mike, he's got to win games.
Hey, man, it's just so frustrating just talking to a Falcon fan whose wife and family have Falcon tickets and saying that they're having a hard time going to these games, and they're actually not going to some of the games. And you and I were talking about this. Look, it's at the level I haven't seen this level of frustration since probably 2007, the year Mike Vick went to jail.
Okay.
And Bobby Petrino was our coach, and it was like it was the worst vibe ever. That was the year that you just it was just painful because you knew you had no chance. And we went through three quarterbacks that year: Chris Redmond and Joey Harrington and Byron Leftwich. It's a friggin' disaster, and you just felt such a sense of futility. Now the one thing I can't say is 2008. Mike Smith comes in, Dimitrov comes in, Matt Ryan comes in, and the rest is it. We go to the playoffs the next year. So just when you think it's as dark as it can ever be and it's the black hole. But the problem now is, fast forward 20 years, now we got Rich McKay here. The good news is, Carl, Rich McKay took himself out of the equation to a degree. Dimitrov came in, had some really good ideas initially, and it worked. But now the constant over all of the rest of the moves and the constant losers gallery in the revolving door of head coaches has been Rich McKay. And then he was involved in this decision. I think he'll be involved moving forward. Arthur, that's why I want to talk to Arthur Blank and know, can you cut your dependency off on Rich McKay? And
what is it, a drug?
It's rest.
Can you cut your dependency off?
Vitamin R or vitamin MK, whatever you want to call it. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out, Carl, to young Oliver over here.
Oliver!
Look at this. Little man just...
Hi, Oliver.
He did some original artwork for us.
Yeah, man.
From Ollie and Newman. And he's got his favorite action heroes. Look at this. Look at all the action on this.
First
man.
Of all, this kid's got talent. You know that? You're going to make a lot of money. You enjoy drawing, obviously. Look at this work, Day-Day. Look at this
kid.
That
is great.
It's pretty good. I mean, I could only trace something like that when I was your age. But this is really good.
And he says that you got 92.9 on there, the fact we're at Zuka over here. Great job, brother. Good job, Ollie.
Yeah, it is. The best part about this, hey, man, in the bubble.
Right. You know what? I would rather see young Oliver here design the new Nike editions for the Hawks and the Falcons than having the Nike designers do it personally. This guy's got an eye for graphic design.
Dad, thank you for coming by. Dad, what's your name, man? What is it? Ryan, thank you, Ryan. Thank you for bringing your son. Thank you for listening. Come give me a high five, man. Come over here. Don't be shy.
I mean, you know me. I don't really like kids, but this is a really cute kid.
Ollie,
and the kid's incredibly talented.
That's good stuff.
It's true. I mean, this is a good-looking kid.
Yeah, I love this, man.
Hey, man.
See you guys. That's a
See
nice
you, Ollie.
Appreciate you guys.
Great
thank
job.
You.
Good job.
Love this kind of stuff. Years from now, I'll look back and be like, see, kids did like us. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. I was amped yesterday because I wanted to kind of just let him know, hey, we're getting sacks and we're not winning. Here's what he said about it.
Coach, I'll be damned. We're second in sacks in the league. And it's something I know you heard when you got the job and we talked about, oh, we got to get the quarterback. We got to get the quarterback. We're getting the quarterback. How frustrating is it to you to see that number and to see the guys and the effort, but yet we're not getting the results? Because that's something everybody wanted to see more of, and we're doing it.
It's time. And it's our time. And we got to go out there and get it done. And, like, I say this to you a million times. I've told you this a million times. Stats is for losers.
Not that one, Coach. We're second in sacks. Coach, we hadn't been second. But we hadn't been second in sacks in forever.
It is what it is. We need more wins.
Correct.
You know, we need more wins, and that's the stat that matters. And, like, we have to go get it done. And that's a nice stepping stone. That's a nice step that we've taken when it comes to those things. But we need better, and we have to have better across the board.
What do you think's missing there, Coach? I mean, like, the sacks are not – a lot of people think that translates to what you're talking about, wins, right? You're getting more sacks. You're getting off the field, all the things. You're getting off the field on third down. What's missing there, in your opinion?
You got to make the moment. You got to play the play at the moment. We just talked about the big explosive plays, and, like, if you take away one of those big explosive plays or two of them, you're talking about a different result. And, like, you don't know which play it's going to be, but that's how our game is played. That's what the game is every single week.
That is Coach Ra. Doesn't like stats. I just said to Mike, if we were first in this division, I guarantee you he'd be puffing his chest out and saying, we have all these sacks. We're not. So he knows you can't brag on something that hasn't resulted in wins. But if we were first in this division, I guarantee you'd be like, oh, look at our young guys. Look at what Jalen's doing. Uh-huh. Look at what James is doing. But he's not doing that.
Well, I mean, not to be, you know, pocket psychoanalyst, but a lot of our listeners are right now on the text line and on social media. We were just saying during the replay of that audio, it's almost like Ra's spirit is not, if it's not broken, it's pretty damn close. Because, you know, he's chirped about, you know, his resume. He's kind of gone through, like, the five stages of a crappy season. You know, there's denial. There's we're going to fix it. Then there's, you know, Super Bowl team I was on. I coached that Super Bowl team. Remind you of the resume. And then you almost feel like he's resolved now, resigned to his fate. And I hope that's not the case because, you know, players pick up on that energy. And we talked about it. We asked him. I said, where's the clutch? Why are other teams clutch and you're not?
Okay. So I'm glad you brought that up because let's play that for our listeners right now. This is us with Ra yesterday. Mike asked him that exact question.
We pulled a bunch of people, you know. We've sat a bunch of people. You know, we've done all those things. You know, we're just not the ones that openly tell you about it. You know, like if you creatively find out what happened and you're able to get into the deep weeds of how you go about your business and how you go out there and you make those changes, because everybody's going to be needed. There's different areas of the football field where people got to play, and it's going to be done in the most respectful fashion, in my opinion, because we got to go out there and we're going to need everybody at some point. These things happen across the board every single day, and these things have to be handled with straight, open conversations. And, like, you know, where communication lacks, you know, that's where negativity fills the void. And, like, there's not a guy in the building that can tell you that they don't know exactly where they stand on a daily basis and how we're going to go about our business and how we're going to try to plan.
So why are these guys clutch?
You know, that's what you got to have. You know, you got to make those plays. You got to be clutch. You got to have those moments. You know, like, you're not saying anything that's not the truth. You know, that hadn't happened in the last couple of weeks. You know, we could talk about all the plays were in the last 3 weeks where we could have won the football game if we make them. You know, we have to make those plays. And, like, that's got to happen. We need those plays to be made.
Fine. I mean, look, it's old hat because we are tired of cliches and got to find a way on the grass, whatever, all these things we've been making fun of. But he's not lying. Like, why is it that the Chiefs make those plays and we don't?
Right.
Or the Bills, right? Or this year, Indianapolis. Why is it that these teams make those plays and we don't? And sometimes, Mike, it just comes down to, you know what? I mean, man, either some cats have it or some don't. You know, I can tell you Patrick Mahomes has not made everybody better, but I will tell you, like, when Brady was throwing to you, there was pressure, you better catch the damn ball. Patrick Mahomes brings that same element. I just don't know if that is here where There is that sense like, if I screw up, I know I'm done, right? And that's why it's a valid question. And then he answers it with, we have bench guys. When he says, I pulled guys, we just haven't told you guys. Okay, so he's saying, I'm not afraid to bench guys, but he's not going to call his players out because he might have to go back to that guy.
Right. And, you know, as we said, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, Kyle Pitts is supposed to be a part of this offense. You know, we talked about it to start the show. If you don't get him involved early, he mentally checks out. Then conversely, you get him the ball in a situation to make a touchdown, he drops the pass. What do you, how, as a coach, I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses because you know me, I want to fire everybody. I don't care. I'm done with this team. I'm done with this organization. It starts with Rich McKay. Arthur Blank's got to blow this thing up. And it starts with everybody, including whoever's number one and two in this organization, all the way down to the water boy. What did I do? Tough, Carl. You got to have some changes here. but I mean, this goes back to it. I mean, this team is so unclutch. Good teams have good practice habits, and it follows through in the game. So maybe these guys either tune this guy out, or you didn't hire the right coaches. You had to fire one last year. We're not sure that Zach Robinson is the guy. He might never get a chance to fully develop Michael Penix Jr. at this point. I mean, other people around the league, guys that have played at the highest level like Kurt Warner, if you think Dan Orlovsky's a bum, so be it. You know, he played in the NFL. Kurt Warner tells you, our offense is predictable. So if it's not predictable, then there's also the most common problem, our guys don't execute, Carl, on a regular basis. So how do you fix that? How do you fix that? The only thing I know, tell me I'm wrong, a consultant would come in and say, we got major problems. You got to tear it down to the studs. And that gets back to who stays and who goes next year. And that's tough questions. And maybe some Falcon fans don't want to hear about that. I mean, you and I both think there's some really great players on this team.
I do.
But then there's some guys that are just middle of the road and don't do the job.
One other thing that we asked Coach about was the guys that are available. No Drake this week. But what about Mooney? What about Pitts? Here's what he said about them having to show up on Sunday.
You know, obviously, we need Mooney. You know, we need Mooney to go out there and make some plays for us. We need him to go out there and do a bunch of different things for us in order to win. You know, obviously, David Seals stepped up for us in a big way, not just with all the receptions, but really with all the things he's able to do and move around and get some of the blocking things going on. So he'll be called upon with Drake being out and doing all those type of things for us. And then, obviously, Bijan is always – he's called on to do everything, right? So he'll be called on to do some of those things. And Kyle Pitts, you know, Kyle Pitts has to step back up and do a bunch of major part of his job. And we'll expect those guys to do those things. We got playmakers across the board and Ty Lajere and a bunch of different guys that can go out there and make plays for us. And we'll call some other people on. And like we just talked about, there'll be people that have to be called up to make those plays and people that have to be called up and be put in those clutch situations. You got to be clutch.
Let me make this easy for you. When Bijan has 150 yards from scrimmage, we win.
All right.
When he doesn't, we lose. Let me make this easy for you. When you talk about, oh, I can't change the offense, you can't change it in the middle of the season, you can't ask guys to do what they don't do, let me make it easy for you. The best player on offense gets the ball and has 150 yards from scrimmage. That's catching it, running it, however the hell you want to get it to him, we win. When he doesn't, we lose. Go look at our losses.
Right.
That's what has to happen, Mike. Let's ride our best player, and if it gets us there, great. If it doesn't, then you go, what are you guys doing?
So we have these arguments with Dave Archer about, you know, like oh, Zach dialed the right play. They just didn't execute. Okay, but there's also other plays in the game where Zach's not maximizing the talent. You said it. Bijan, look, I don't want to run the guy into the ground, but, I mean, some days you got to lean into it. Some days you got to lean into your star, right? And Algier, too. And it's always like they got the wrong tool for the wrong job at the wrong time. You know, and that goes back to coaching. So there are lots of ways and lots of reasons why this team is losing. But to me, it's a combination. It's 50-50. It's the players not executing and the coaches not down at the right place in the first place.
404-726-0929. A lot more to dive into. We will go around the NFL. We do have Thursday Night Football tonight. It is Bills at Texans. No C.J. Stroud. He remains out.
Davis Mills from Pace Academy.
That's right.
Dude, that remember you and I talked about years ago? I wanted us to take a flyer on him. We had this conversation yesterday. Why we never drafted the heir apparent. We had an heir apparent. Guy's name was Davis Mills. I wanted him to sit behind Matt Ryan. Remember that? For like 3 or 4 years. You know, this cat started 28 games in the NFL.
It's hard to believe, right?
All the injuries that have happened over the years in Houston with the QB going back to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's going to start tonight. Lamar Jackson injury update. We'll get you caught up on the latest around the NFL. Also coming up, as we mentioned, Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock to talk some dogs with us. They get a little bit of a break in the schedule. But it doesn't mean that their preparation for Georgia Tech and beyond can take a break. So we'll get into that with Barbara, talk about the big win against Texas, and also we'll talk to Stuart Mandel, guys, about all the things college football with the College Football Playoff Committee and the rankings. That is all on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're wondering where we are, by the way, if you guys are out here, can you guys make some noise for us real quick? Make some noise. We are in Smyrna, guys. Zuka,
hey,
2860 Atlanta Road in Smyrna Market Village, Mike.
Dude, you know, Timmy and Joe, the owners, known these guys going back for years with my buddy Billy. Haven't been. Carl, it's been 20. We should be here all the time.
My man.
We should be eating all this great food, these chicken, this chicken parm, the pasta, the pizzas. It's unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
I'm already tired. How many more hours do we have to go?
Big shout out,
food coma,
to Miller Lite as well. Miller Lights, guys, we got you here. Come through.
Hey,
thanks to the Miller Lite folks.
By the
Thank
way,
you guys,
really cool collector's item for Falcon fans. They've got the wool Miller Lite caps with the pom poms.
Oh yeah,
with the Miller Lite logo. Which I know. Look at Tinker's already wearing one. It's like 80 degrees out. So get over here and get those while supplies last.
All right, man, stay there. We got a lot more to dive into coming up. We will take you around the NFL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.